should get together and come up with an actual like plan. I like write down like what a business plan type thing.
Okay.
Well, and like write down like, what we intend to do with this and how we want to do it and like what we want to do every week with it. And we, at that point, I think it'd be a good idea to change our name to something else.
Okay.
And start our counter over again. But I'm not in any rush for anything like that. I just, you know,
yeah.
We keep calling it the Jeffrey and Brian show. Ray's been on every episode.
About 90% of the episodes.
Jeffrey and Brian plus one.
Well, the old podcast server came online.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But I think I'm still going to stick with a new one just because I sent those guys a tech support message like 3 months ago, and there's been no response on it, you know?
Yeah.
So this other service, I can see that there were 6 downloads of that one episode we put up.
That's cool.
It goes out to a whole bunch of different places. It's just, I think it's, and their tech support is fantastic. I had a response back within like an hour when I asked them a question about switching things over and stuff. So
yeah, just let me know how you want me to get you some money. There's a million ways to transfer money, but I mean,
I could
do pretty much anything at this point besides sending you an actual like personal check.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I don't have a checkbook, because that's ridiculous. What are you going to use a personal check for anymore?
I have a checkbook, but you know.
I did with my last bank account. I didn't bother getting one with I ordered when I got this new account when I moved up here.
Yeah, you don't have your Navy Federal anymore.
No, I closed that years ago. But I was like, what the hell? I haven't written a check in like 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah. You can always send it to me through Facebook or PayPal. You know, either way.
Yeah. Because, I mean, when it comes to, like, if I could see you in person, I'll just take my phone and tap your phone and pay you. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, that's the best way to transfer money these days. Just boop.
Yeah.
But, all right. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Hello, and welcome to episode 9 of the second season of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I'm Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
And we're just a couple guys drinking beer, talking about what's going on. Once again, Ray. As usual, Ray's here. He's going to keep us in line. We're just going to drink some beers and BS for a couple hours, I guess.
Uh-huh.
What are you drinking tonight?
At the moment, I'm drinking a Yingling, but I have a whole bunch of variety in my cooler tonight. So
very exciting.
Yes.
I'll give you 3 guesses what's in my bottle.
I don't want to talk about it. It's a shipyard beer.
Yes.
You're going to run out. Eventually, you're going to run out. Are you doing the Derek thing? Have you got cases stocked up on?
I thought about it, honestly, because I saw him the other day, the cases of them sitting there, and I was like, Derek had Pumpkinhead to like, August a couple of years.
Yeah.
Awesome. It's not a bad idea. Just put them down in the basement, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right down cool. There, toss back in the fridge. What are you drinking, Ray?
Bahama Mama.
Dang. Oh, you're going high class. No, that ain't.
You got them at 7-Eleven, didn't you?
Yeah. I can't drink beer right now.
I'm not supposed to be drinking, but as long as a doctor says, as long as I don't like drink, you know, I have like a beer once in a while, I'll be all right on my meds.
Okay.
It's weird speaking to an actual like civilian doctor versus an enlisted a military doctor, because the civilian doctor will be like, seriously, just don't get drunk. Like, if you want to have like a glass of wine with dinner tonight, that's fine, but don't drink like 5.
Right.
Or, and don't drink tomorrow, too.
And the military doctors know you're not going to drink just a beer. Yeah. So.
True. Very true.
All right. Well, I don't know. I guess where do we want to start? We want to start with a debate since it just happened last night. We can wait for that later.
No, why not? A lot of the stuff I have written down here was stuff that happened that was brought up at the debate anyway.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the plexiglass thing.
That's gonna save the world.
But anyway, yeah, what do you wanna talk about in terms of the debate?
Well, you know, a lot of different things. I thought that this debate was a lot more tolerable to watch. It was definitely a whole different Trump that came to this debate compared to the last one. That's what kind of leads me to believe that he may have already been sick at the last debate and he wasn't like 100%.
Possible, but I think a big part of the reason why he was very different this time was because they were going to shut his microphone off if he got out of line. And why give them the satisfaction of shutting him off? I mean, you know Trump, he's the kind of guy that would shoot himself in the foot just to piss you off. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. But one thing I really liked about also the debate, he really hit home, even though he's been a president for 4 years almost, he really hit home that he is still not a politician compared to Joe, who's been in some kind of public office for 47 years. He talks a lot, but never gets anything done. He kept hitting home, you know, about all these different things that Joe wants to do when he becomes president. He's like, well, why didn't you do it when you were a senator? Why didn't you do it while you were vice president? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. You've had plenty of time to get something done.
And as the debate went on, you could definitely see that Joe was really struggling to stay in tune with reality.
Well, yeah, and that's a big deal that drove me nuts when Trump kept – the way just Trump is, the way he likes to just jump in there and interrupt, like, excuse me, yeah. Wrong, no. Yeah. Let Biden talk. The guy, I mean – how many times in the last month has he forgotten what office he's running for?
A lot. He's still running for the Senate.
Yeah. How many times in the last month has he forgotten what state he's in? Let the guy fumble. Let him get confused. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, don't interrupt him. Give him an out to go, I don't know the thing. You got to shut him up. If you're not giving him an out like that, he fumbles. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like he was doing this last one. I don't know. He looks weird to me, and like the way his I don't know how to describe it. His face just seemed different to me. Like he was almost
you're
like
muted.
He
paid
more attention than usual.
Sorry, I was talking to my wife.
Okay. I thought you were laughing at something we said.
How to call the president Abraham
Lincoln? Come on, get up there.
President ever?
Yeah.
He's gone.
Yeah, he called Trump Abraham, compared him to Abraham Lincoln, like that was a bad thing. And right. It's like.
But he just said that he's done more for the black community than as a president compared to Abraham Lincoln. Not like he was Abraham Lincoln, and Biden got it all mixed up.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, and
didn't much.
And then up with the Nazi the Nazi thing?
What do you mean?
You didn't hear that? Where Biden said that when they were talking about North Korea. He brought up a claim saying, hey, we were real close friends with Hitler before he invaded Europe.
Yeah. Well, back in the day, the United States did not want to get involved with what's going on in Europe.
Yeah, but that didn't mean that we were close to Hitler.
No, but we just didn't want to get involved in it. But Trump was involved trying to bring peace and actually trying to,
Well, We tried to do business with the Germans as a neutral party and do business with Europeans. is a neutral party. And we're doing business with them both until everything fell apart and Japan got involved. Well, and what was Admiral, was it Nakamoto? That said that they have awoken a sleeping giant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. World War II history is one of my favorite things in the world. You know what I mean? And it drives me nuts hearing people call use the term Nazi all the time. It's like, you don't know what that word means. It's even crazy hearing socialists.
Yeah.
Wanting socialism, calling people Nazis. It's like, you do realize that that's the government of the Nazis.
Yeah. Another thing in the debate that came up was, you know, and I don't think Trump caught it, was Biden's Biden Care, you know, where it's basically Medicare for all is going to be one of the options you can have. Sure, you can keep your private plan, or you can go on Medicare for all, you know, and have the government pay for everything. And I still don't understand why everybody wants that kind of plan, because we can see how well it's working in Canada or in England. England actually has two different classes of medical care. You've got the medical for all, or if you're rich, you pay for your own medicine, you know, and skip the program.
Well, I don't know if that's true, because remember that baby was almost dying and the couple...
The government decided the kid was going to die?
Yeah. And they're like, okay, we can bring the baby to the United States. And England's like, no, you're not going to bring that baby out of the country.
Yeah, exactly. We have to do an experimental treatment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but they're like, no, like our medicine is the best. You know, we can decide who's gonna get medicine, who's not. You know,
but yeah, that was exactly it. Was they decided this kid wasn't gonna get treatment because the chances weren't good enough of survival.
Right.
And we said, tell you what, we'll bring the child here. We'll do this new experiment. For it's better than nothing. The parents were on board, and yeah, and the government said no, and. What the hell, right?
Even after that, they cannot even see the baby. The government took over, like, no, you cannot see the baby now.
Yeah.
The baby's dead. They cannot even fucking bury their own kid.
Mm.
Well, there you go. Socialized medicine, dude.
But, which, honestly, I don't know where I stand on. I like the idea of if somebody needs help, they get help. I like that idea. But same time, I don't want to pay for the heroin junkie to go to the ER for the fifth time this month. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. And I mean,
I forgot which state it is. Like a state passed a law. If you're a junkie and they have to revive you by the fourth time, you're done. They're not going to waste money on you anymore. You only get two chances. It's a state that passed a law.
I'd like to see some citation on that, because that doesn't sound... Right.
Let me see. I can find it. It was a couple months, a year ago.
But yeah, something a lot of people forget too is that health insurance is not health care.
Right.
Just because you have coverage doesn't mean anything's actually going to be covered. Oh, I was going to go do that later.
Yeah, because and Biden was like, you know, he feels like health care is a right. Not a privilege.
Well, I don't understand what people mean when they keep calling it a right. I don't understand what people think a right is. Because if you get something, it's not a right. That's an entitlement. A right is something that can't be taken away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, if you call healthcare a right, that means I don't have to pay for it then, right?
No, I think we're all going to pay for it.
Well, I'm just saying, like, in theory, I shouldn't have to pay for it if it's a right. Well, then who's going to pay the doctor?
Right.
The ambulance driver, the anesthetician, you know what I mean? You know, just like people say they're owed food. It's their right to have food. It's like, so who has to be a slave in a field?
Yeah.
Growing food for you that you don't have to pay for.
It's frustrating. Another thing that came up in the debate was Trump managed to bring up the Hunter Biden story in the debate a little bit. The moderator actually asked a couple questions about it, and Joe completely refused, saying, hey, I've never taken any money from any foreign sources. Hunter didn't do anything wrong, that kind of thing. Still in denial.
Oh, but no, he's right, dude. Joe Biden didn't get no money for a foreign country.
Not directly. He's the big man. He got it from his son, who got it from the Chinese.
Yeah, he don't have to go ask for another country. His son does it for him.
And his son's not the only one that's done that, you know?
No, his brother and all his other people.
I think what pisses me off the most is that we all know that this has been happening, not just the Biden family.
No, the Clintons.
And politics in general, probably the Bushes too. I'm almost certain of it. We're doing the same kind of stupid bullshit.
And
for whatever reason, we just accept it when our highest elected officials are committing the most egregious crimes there are.
Yeah, they're selling access to their position in the government.
But we just look the other way and pretend this shit's not happening. Are you fucking kidding me? No, these are capital offenses. Like, the last time someone was convicted of this, they probably got hanged for it, you know? Maybe beheaded.
Yeah.
Nice. I don't understand how we're looking the other way and we're pretending it's not happening. Shit was censoring the company, the newspaper that published the story.
Oh yeah, Facebook and Twitter, they were all about it, you know, locking people's accounts down, everything. Now they got subpoenaed by the Senate to come and testify about it. They're in violation of that Section 230 law that says that, you know, they'll be impartial about stuff like that.
You're either a publisher or you're a platform, and you can't be
both.
Yep, exactly.
This is the Trisam what's the name of the lady? Like, she was, didn't want people to picture her house, and she went to court for it. And it got more published now, more than before. You know, nobody cared before.
Yeah.
Barbara Streisand effect.
Yep.
Yeah, someone took a picture of her house from like the ocean or whatever, and published it. And nobody gave a shit. And she says like, "How dare you post a picture of my house?" Then all of a sudden, 20 million people saw the picture because she said something.
Yeah. The same shit happened right here when they're like trying to.
Yeah. Sort of like, the article would have came out and it would have been a big deal, but it wouldn't have been as big a deal if Twitter and Facebook wouldn't have tried to suppress it. Because using their own logic, they should have suppressed reports against President Trump, you know, in the past.
Everything that led to and it was involved in the impeachment. Should not have been allowed on there because there was no whatever ever.
Yeah, because, you know, it's hacked. They call it hacked information.
Yeah, what's even worse is this is actual evidence.
Right. FBI actually had it during the impeachment process. They had that laptop during the impeachment process and they didn't tell anybody about it.
No, and I got a feeling that this is more shady politics shit.
Yeah.
And then they held on to that shit on purpose to right before the re-election.
Well, that's part of it, but
surprise. They drop it 2 weeks before the election? Come on, man.
I would have dropped it sooner than 2 weeks before the election. Too many people have already early voted.
But yeah, that was a mistake. I think that was a mistake on the Republican part, but I think they obviously, my opinion anyway, they obviously held on to this shit for the October surprise. And it could have come out 6 months ago, a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, it was brought up a year ago, all this stuff, but they didn't say, we have actual evidence.
Nobody did an article on it, you know, saying, hey, here's a laptop with a whole bunch of information on it. You know, we think it's Hunter Biden's.
I mean, you see the crazy nut job saying that this is a Russian disinformation.
But the FBI came out and said it had nothing to do with the Russian disinformation.
Yeah, there's people now saying that it's a fake laptop that they put a sticker on to make it look like Biden's, and they installed all this stuff and then dropped it off at a random Maryland repair shop, hoping it would, knowing that Biden's used to represent Maryland, and hoping it would make its way into Giuliani's hands in D.C. And it's like, that's the
craziest theory I've ever heard in my life. That's a lot of what ifs and ands, you know, for the, all that's that a lot to fall in place.
Yeah, that's a lot of tinfoil in that hat. Anyway, I got us off course again.
It's still part of the polls or part of the debate.
It's true.
What other parts of the debate stood out to you?
Joe Biden basically made it sound like he thought that just putting plexiglass up was going to stop COVID. That bothered me for a couple reasons. One, this stuff is supposedly in water droplets in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just going to go around the plexiglass?
Yeah.
That's just how fluids move. I don't know if anyone's ever done a ventilation design to get the proper number of turnovers of air. There's all sorts of crazy stuff. And you'd be amazed at how quickly a breath of air from one corner of your house will be in the opposite corner of the house before it makes its way out.
Right.
But he seemed to think that the plexiglass is going to fix this. But this is also after he said that he was going to end the oil industry.
Right.
So how are we going to make plexiglass without oil?
Exactly. Another thing it came up with, he has no concept of economics because he's for the minimum wage as a national minimum wage, knowing full well that small businesses are barely surviving now. He's like, oh, we're just going to bail them out. So let's bail them out and give them and force them to pay $15 for minimum wages in all the states. You know, some states I agree with, you know, you might want to have a higher cost because it's a higher cost of living. New York, you know, California, Massachusetts, Virginia doesn't, but it doesn't need to be nationwide.
Well, no, if federal minimum wage was $15 an hour, all of a sudden, the guy who flips a cheeseburger or folds sweaters at the Gap is making as much money as an EMT with 3 years experience in Virginia. Yeah. So how pissed are you that you went from doing pretty decent, you know, above minimum wage with all this training and experience you had to do? Now, all of a sudden, the guy who folded the jeans you bought yesterday gets paid just as much as you.
But I hate people keep comparing that, oh, if you're not making at least $15 an hour, you're below poverty level. The minimum wage was never designed to support a family of four on. That's not what it's for. It's minimum wage is somebody coming out of high school or in high school still. It's their first job at the fast food restaurant.
Flipping burgers or folding sweaters at the Gap.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
For Biden to say, hey, let's just raise it up for everybody, you know, shows that he doesn't understand how hard it is for a small business to survive. Wages are the most expensive thing that small businesses have to deal with.
Well, if you raise minimum wage, what does that mean? Do you have to?
Everything goes up. The unions are, if once minimum wage goes up, the unions are going to go back to when they go to the contract negotiations and force all their wages up. Everybody's pay goes up when the minimum wage goes up.
So basically, exactly that. So everyone's pay goes up. So that means now the cost of everything comes up right with it, right?
Yes.
So now the guy who has no job, who was scraping by collecting soda cans and copper on the side of the road, now can't even get enough money together to buy ramen noodle.
Exactly.
Frustrating as fuck. I mean, people just don't think about this stuff at all. They hear more money is good, or, you know, rising tide rises all ships. It's like, yeah, except the guy who's not in a boat and his foot stuck in the mud, right. The rising tide's going to drown him.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why nobody thinks about that guy. You know what I mean? Oh, that's what we're supposed to step in with, you know, this and that. It's like, he was surviving on his own.
Right. Yeah, I mean, It doesn't make any sense, you know. And then Biden was like, "Well, we're going to phase out all the different industries and wind power and solar power. renewable energy is going to make it so by 2050 we have no carbon emissions whatsoever. We'll be net zero by then.
How do people keep saying this?
They're just making it up.
The technology does not exist.
And it's not going to exist. What new renewable energy is going to make a plane fly in the air across the world? We're going to put windmills on it and hope for the best as we fly, you know? How does it get off the ground?
The idea of the windmill is interesting and fun on a plane, but I'm pretty sure that law of conservation of energy says it will not work.
Yeah.
That would be perpetual motion.
Exactly. So we'll have to rely on solar power for the plane to be able to generate enough power to get off the air.
Or tons of massive batteries that are heavy, which means you need more batteries.
Which are not environmentally friendly to begin with.
I was just going to say, you have to strip mine freaking Ethiopia to get the the raw materials.
Yeah.
And you have to poison Arizona to dispose of them when you're done with them. But this is way better for the environment.
Yeah, yeah. And then, Trump brought up a couple good points. Another good point was, you know, the reason why we pulled out the Paris Accords was because our deadlines all kicked in immediately. China's don't kick in until 2030. And India's don't kick in until 2030.
And by then, they can bail out and say, this isn't feasible. It's not realistic. Yada, yada, yada.
We're left holding the bag, as usual.
Well, why? I don't understand why we always do shit like this in the world. Oh, we'll get something together in the next 50 years. I'll tell you why they sign this shit for 50 years from now. Because they're not going to be in office in 50 years when this check comes due.
Yeah. And that's why when you hear all these people saying, oh, you know, the climate's going to, the global warming's going to, you know, warm the planet, sea level's going to rise in the next 50 to 100 years. Yeah, because all the people are saying that now are going to be dead by then. And it won't matter if it actually happens or not.
Yeah. I know. This is just, it's another apocalypse myth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Y2K, December 21st, 2012. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway.
What are you doing, Ray?
What the hell were we just talking about anyway?
The minimum wage.
That's right. Minimum wage. Well,
what other thing stood out from the debate that you disagreed with or agreed with?
Where does it say the federal government has the authority to put down a minimum wage?
Not in the Constitution.
I'm pretty sure the 10th Amendment specifically says if the Constitution doesn't say it, then the states get to do it, right?
Yeah. Oh, and that, since we're going to states' rights issues, this is a huge distinction between Biden and Trump, is the way we've handled the coronavirus. Because President Trump says it should be up to states to decide how they're going to deal with it. Biden wants to put a national policy in place to deal with all 50 states, where there's some states that don't need the same restrictions that other states need, you know, due to their, you know, smaller populations or more rural or whatever.
Yeah, I don't understand how you get the people get this idea that there's a one size fits all for a third of a billion people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's what they're saying.
If you go into anywhere and pick out five people, there's a 0% chance every single person is going to say that their favorite thing from McDonald's is the same thing, let alone the favorite food. And you're going to say that we could get a third billion people and just say, that's what's good for everyone?
Yeah.
No. Oh. I don't know. So what do they want? They, you said they want to make it $15 an hour?
Yep. Nationwide. So even in Wyoming and Utah, where the cost of living is way low, they're going to get paid $15 an hour.
I think it's already 15 here anyway. But
yeah, Massachusetts is one of the first states to raise it to 15, which makes sense because you guys have a higher cost of living there. New York does too.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
but it's a states' rights issue, not a national issue. That's my problem with with the Democrats in general is they want to make everything a national issue and take away the state's rights in the process.
But yeah, no, exactly. It has to be a state by state thing because I'll share some private information. I'm making somewhere around $65,000 a year. And you know, I'm getting by, but I'm also living with family and you know what I mean? Got a whole lot of support in my immediate area. I got a huge Catholic family here. And I can pay my bills, but if I move down to Virginia with this same paycheck, I could own
you could own your own plantation.
Yeah, with 5 acres. Uh-huh. No problem.
Yeah.
And it's just ridiculous to say that what works here works there. It's that's why I was stuck in Virginia for so long. You can't get out of there. It costs nothing to live there, but you get paid nothing.
Right.
So it's like, cool, I can live here, but I can't afford just to move to the next state over because it costs too much to pay for the fuel.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So have we dragged on about the debate long enough?
Well, I want to mention how Trump mentioned the cartels and coyotes.
Oh yeah. Okay, go ahead.
This is Blue Check Twitter has blown up about this, and I'm sure both of you guys know what Blue Check Twitter means, right? Oh, the people with the blue check marks next to their name, the verified, the real famous people, blew up Twitter about how these canine mammals are not smuggling human beings across the border. And said that Trump's an idiot and he needs to stop talking and stop lying and making up crazy stuff. And it just blew my mind that it occurred to any of these people, maybe that word has a second meaning.
Yeah.
You know, like
drug smugglers, human traffickers.
Granted, it's spelt differently, but gorilla and gorilla are different things, but they sound like the same thing.
Yeah.
Because there are no gorillas in Brazil, but there are gorillas. But yeah, they blew up and it didn't occur to any of these folks that, hey, maybe it means something else. Maybe I could spend 45 seconds and Google this and find out what it is.
Yeah.
And they didn't do that. And that's what scares me because that means if they couldn't even look this up before they said something stupid. Yeah, before they look stupid and put a permanent record of looking stupid out there. What are the chances they looked up a single thing before deciding who to vote for?
Yep.
Someone the other day actually asked me where, because I said something about Biden wanting to shut down the oil industry, and they said he never said that shit. And I said, yes, he did. And they said, where is it? And I said, it's on his webpage. And last time I checked yesterday, it was still up there.
Right.
And it's like, dude, this is your guy's platform.
Yeah. And
you're saying that he never said that. It's still up there right now. Like, you obviously haven't gone to look at it, you know? All right.
Well, another thing that you brought up, it kind of closely relates to the debate, is Joe is big on listening to the scientists.
Yeah.
But not anybody else, it seems like.
Well, only one kind of scientist.
Environmental scientists.
We talk about like the doctors and virologists, right?
Yeah. Medical
doctors?
Yeah, all that, yeah.
Well, what about the economists and psychologists and sociologists saying that shutting down all of society for 8 months is going to cause tons of suicides, tons of rioting, tons of murder?
Yeah, and tons of alcohol and drug abuse.
Yeah,
because people are trying to deal with their life stresses in whatever way is easiest for them to deal with it in.
Yeah, and we're not, for whatever reason, we're not listening to those scientists. And I you point this out to people, like, well, that's not what it means. Like, well, then you need to stop using that term because you're using the wrong words.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, any economist is going to tell you shutting down the entire community is it's going to cause a depression.
Yeah. What we did this year has never been done before in the history of the United States.
I'm surprised.
Shut down the whole economy for 3 to 6 months, depending on what state you live in. I mean, there's some states that are basically still shut down.
And I'd like to point out how much we're shitting on what we call essential personnel.
Mm-hmm.
Which for some reason counts as the guy working at Taco Bell at the drive-thru. That, you know, that's essential.
No, not in my book.
But I mean, we have all these celebrities saying we can't go to work, we can't do this because we're all going to die. And you're gonna, but you can send all these other people to go make your food for you, prepare your food for you, grow your food for you, transport it across the country for you, deliver it to you.
Yeah.
All this other stuff. They can do this stuff and be at the risk, but you can't. So, you know, that's not a class issue at all, is it?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. I don't understand why nobody's pissed off about that. You know, like, we don't want kids to go to school because the kids are going to get sick and die. Then why do we have 16-year-olds working at Taco Bell?
And plus, most of the studies they've come out with say that even though the kids get it, like 99.9% of them recover almost immediately.
Yeah, and I love how people say, well, they can still die. Yes.
Everybody can still die. You know, you can die going across the road, you know.
The common cold can kill you if it gets you just right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so does the flu.
It kills people. The flu kills a lot of people every year, which gets me too, because every time someone gets a little cough, you know, a little common cold, they always say they got the flu. It's like, no, influenza is serious.
Yeah.
Like, the flu is serious. You might die from the flu. But yeah, and COVID could well kill you, but chances are you're going to survive it. Just like if you're under 50 and you get influenza, you're probably going to be okay.
Right.
A couple days a week off of work, maybe.
Yeah.
Feel like shit for a while. And Trump was in two high-risk areas, being over 70 and obese.
Yeah.
And he kicked that ass real quick.
Yeah, and I will divert to another topic that you don't know about yet because of that.
Oh, all right.
The FDA approval of Remdesivir as a coronavirus treatment that he was given at Walter Reed.
Yeah.
That's one of the ones he calls a cure, but it's not really a cure. It has been shown to decrease the severity of it and not make it last as long. It's not a cure, but it definitely helps in getting rid of, you know, overcoming it.
Treatment, yeah.
Yeah, it's a treatment.
Oh, yeah, just like a cast isn't going to heal your arm. But it's going to help the bone stay where it's supposed to stay.
Yeah.
shit, I had something to say to follow up on that, but something popped up on my phone and I swiped it out of the way. And I swiped it out of the way and forgot what I was thinking.
All right. Let's change topics a little bit for a little while and all talk about the Pope.
I was just going to say, let's go the apolitical way here.
Yeah.
Ray, are you Christian?
Catholic.
You're Catholic too.
Yeah.
All right. And you, you go, I know you typically attend a non-denominational, right, Ray?
Yeah, I'm a Catholic.
I do, yeah.
All right. Are you like against Catholicism or just not?
No, I mean I mean my big deal is, you know, having Jesus Christ as your personal savior. You can be a Catholic and do that, or you can be a Christian and do that, you know, per
se. An Episcopalian.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. It's your relationship with Jesus Christ.
Well, what about the Mormons then?
Well, they've got other issues.
that's Jesus
Christ. They got a whole nother Jesus Christ in America type deal.
And I'm going to do my best not to make fun of the Mormons, for real. I try not to make fun of religious organizations, but South Park did such a hilarious take on the Mormons in that two-part episode years ago. With the oh my god, the magic underpants and everything was hilarious. Oh, it was hilarious. But yeah, this Pope, he's the first Jesuit Pope.
Right. What's Jesuit mean?
It's like a special group of Catholics that are basically dedicated to charity. There's a little more involved in it, but that's the big deal. Is that okay. They spent most of their life, like the monks,
in poverty.
Yeah,
helping people, like Mother Teresa.
Yes, exactly. Okay. He's the first Jesuit Pope, which your typical Catholic kind of rolls their eyes at the Jesuits. Not making fun of them, just typically speaking, Catholicism is looked at as weird enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get into these other groups like Opus Dei and all these other guys. You're like, you guys are getting real crazy, you know, whipping yourselves and stuff and tithing. But I forgot where I was going with that.
You're going to go about same-sex marriage.
Yeah. Yeah, the Pope just said that basically that's like, well, what was his exact words? I know he signed off on it, basically, right? On civil unions.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think he was talking about they deserve to be happy as much as anybody else and stuff like that.
And I agree with that.
But the thing, it's funny, like...
So are they allowed to take communion in the Catholic Church now?
Homosexuals were never banned from communion in the Catholic
Church. No, it's just they're not allowed to. It's a sin to be with another man, but another person of the same sex as you. But
so is it not drinking to excess? But the Catholic Church lets alcoholics.
Yeah. Come on, dude, Catholic dude. By the time you're about to die, you can ask for forgiveness. You're forgiven. So everything is done and done. You know.
Yeah. You have to actually genuinely want forgiveness and actually have, you know.
What do you think Catholics do every Sunday? They fucking ask for forgiveness for what they did Saturday night.
I'll admit, it's been a while since I've been to confession.
But yeah, anyways. It's funny because this Pope come from Argentina, you know, so a lot of Catholics were involved with the Catholic Church over there, were involved with the turn right and stuff like that, and the fucking communists too, stuff like that. He comes leaning a little bit left, you know, this Pope. And now you could say, like, you could see, like, the way he talk about things, you know, he lean a little bit left policy wise, you know, than anybody of the Catholic Pope before him, you know. And it's kind of weird for me, him, he, because a lot of communism, the turn right, they never accepted gay, you know, to the community. Like, they were, you know, like, the communists would kill a lot of gay people just because they were gay, you know. A lot of turn right people from
the turn right. A lot of socialists did the same thing. The Germans in the 40s killed a lot of gay people.
Yeah, and people don't know this, but a lot of Germans and a lot escaped to South America, you know.
That's where I thought you were going, honestly. When you started talking about Argentina and all this other stuff, I was like, oh, my God, he's going to bring up how a whole bunch of Nazis fled to Argentina after the war. I was like, is he really going to make a comparison of the Pope to Nazis? Like, well, he's not going to do that,
but that's the belief, you know, and like a lot that's the belief back then, you know. So he's still kind of influenced. He's kind of like, you know, I just cannot believe he's talking about this, you know. Just for me, he I don't know how where he come from. I guess he just want to bring more people. He just gonna want to be upset, accept more. He just want to bring more people to the church so they can donate money for him. That's all it is. It's a political move.
That's possible, but it's
that's how you get money, the donations.
But you can't change the word of God. I know a lot of people think that's how what the Pope does, but that's not what the Pope does. But you can't change the word of God. Now, everybody sins. You know what I mean? We've all done lots of stuff, and we all do it all the time. We all sin all the time. I mean, have you ever been angry at your parent, either one of your parents, ever in your life? Yeah, that's a commandment sin, you know. Yeah. Honor thy mother and thy father. What is it? There you go. Have you ever looked at your neighbor and gone, "Damn, she's hot"?
Mm-hmm.
That's a commandment as well. Do not covet thy neighbor's wife.
Yeah.
Like, we're not. I'm not saying that. They're bad people for sinning. Yeah, you're not bad people for sinning. We all sin. Just don't say that this isn't a sin just to make yourself feel better about, you know what I mean? There's been one
perfect... All it is just a political move so he can grasp more people, but he had to realize he had to deal with a lot of Latin America. There's a lot of machismo going on over there.
I think the best bet for the Catholic Church to get more people in the church versus saying there's no such thing as sin anymore. I think the best bet is to offer salvation.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the way to get people in the church. You know, not everybody, religion's not for everyone. Christianity is not for everyone, and Catholicism is definitely not for everyone. But
I'm saying, like, you're gonna see, like, I don't know, I think there's gonna be a lot of backlash about this from the Latin community, especially America, you know, not United States, but Latin America, you know,
So, what are you saying, Ray, that he's been in Rome too long to he's lost his roots because he came from Latin America?
It's just a political move. That's all it is. More people.
Well, we're gonna stick on the theme of Catholics.
Boom! I was gonna say the same thing and do the same thing
and move over to ACB.
Okay, I just like to point out that they made a big deal about her being Catholic and not being able to carry about her office properly. I can remember, was it about a year and a half ago when Nancy Pelosi made a big deal about her being Catholic and having a good moral code because of it?
Does that mean Joe Biden's compromised too?
Joe Biden's Catholic too.
Yes, he is,
JFK was Catholic.
Yep.
The only Catholic president, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah. Well, ACB has moved to the Senate floor. That was a big issue for some people, that she belonged to this quasi Bible study group, that they made a big deal because they called women in the group handmaids, and people compared it to like Handmaid Tale. But
and Handmaid Tale, okay, it's been a very long time since I read that story.
Well, it's on Hulu now.
And I never watched the TV show that's based off
of it. I watched a couple episodes. I couldn't do it. It was too ridiculous.
Well, what I can remember of it, from what I understand, is not quite the same as the TV show. But what I remember was women were basically supposed to be barefoot and pregnant.
Yes.
The way it should be.
And, well, no. And, okay,
you're you're doing it right then, Ray.
I know. I'm about to be. Oh,
yeah, you better mute.
Yeah, better mute. Bye-bye.
But someone who's a federal appellate court judge,
right,
who's been nominated for the Supreme Court, is anything but a barefoot pregnant woman making sandwiches. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I mean, she does have 9 kids, but...
Seven,
but 2 of them are adopted.
Yeah, she's got 5 of her own, then 2 adopted. They made a big deal about that, too, yeah, saying she was racist for adopting Haitian kids 7 years ago.
Oh, yeah, well, that's the time when it was all the rage to do that, you know? No, Angelina, how many celebrities adopted kids during that time, you know?
I said the same thing. A friend of mine, who's very anti-Trump, was like, oh, she obviously did that just to prove she wasn't racist. And I was like, oh, just like Angelina Jolie?
Yeah.
And like, what? I was like, she's got like Somalian or Ethiopian kids or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What really impressed me about her, among other things, was the fact that she stood up to all the abuse during the confirmation hearings, never took a single note down, answered everything off the top of her head. She's obviously a brilliant person.
When they asked her to see the notes, and she didn't have anything written down, I was like, damn.
Yeah. You know, she did that for like 5 days straight, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, that tells you something about who President Trump picked, you know, that she's gonna. And somebody, I was reading an article in one of the papers online that thinks that she could very well be the next Supreme Court justice. Because John Roberts is 65 now.
Oh, Chief Justice.
Chief Justice, yeah. Chief Justice. And she would be primed to be like the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
Well, how old is she?
She's in her 40s.
Yeah, because I'm going to be honest. Yeah, when I saw her doing the thing, whatever, I was like, there's no way that this person has been nominated for the Supreme Court. I was like, she seriously looks like she's like 32.
No, she's in her 40s.
And, oh, my God, her voice pisses me off, though. That didn't cut right through you?
No, I didn't pay much attention to it. I mean, luckily, you don't really hear a lot of Supreme Court justices talk
ever.
A lot of, you know, unless you want to be really outspoken like Ruth Bader Ginsburg or something like that, you know.
Yeah, and she was real outspoken, but what, said something 2 or 3 times a year?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I mean... Of all John Roberts, you never hear anything about him anymore, coming out saying stuff. Clarence Thomas keeps to himself and just does this thing. You know, most of the justices kind of keep to their little inner circle and do their jobs and don't get crazy.
Especially because their opinion has nothing to do with the job.
No. And that's what she was trying to say throughout the whole confirmation hearing, you know. It's like, you can't ask me what I think about Roe versus Wade or this or that, you know.
Because it's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant what I think. It's going to be what the Constitution says and how the precedent has been set in the past, you know. I mean, yeah, Roe v. Wade may get struck down, but it will revert back to where it needs to be. It's a states' rights issue. It's going to be up to every state to determine where they want to go with it. It's not in the Constitution. Anything that's not in the Constitution should be up to the states to decide.
Well, I agree with that.
I think it's just the way the left portray things. They think, oh, like, federal law will affect everything. You know, they don't understand that each state got their own laws. They cannot. They don't have to abide by their federal laws if they want to.
Right.
It just people get brainwashed. They get fucking paranoid. Like, oh my God, this new law is gonna affect us all. You know, like, no, it's a federal law. It doesn't have to affect the state. The state can say no if they want to.
I know this isn't the issue we're talking about, but it came up, and this is what a lot of people are worried about. But
right.
How can the abortion issue? How can we say that it's not killing a human being to abort a fetus, but it's killing a bald eagle to scramble an egg and eat it? No, it's a felony.
I agree with you on that. I like it's that idea. Yeah,
you'll go to prison for eating a bald eagle egg. You will.
Yeah.
For a very long time.
Yeah.
As well you should. Just like I think you should go to prison for putting a needle in a little baby's head,
mm-hmm.
pumping poison in its body to stop its heart, then sucking its brain out through a hose.
Right.
Personally, I think that's wrong.
No, I like your analogy.
Yeah, I don't know. Just it. Yeah.
Dude, you're talking about the left. The left. They want to have the cake and eat it too.
Well, just like, for example,
you can.
Let's say I'm a bad guy and I'm walking down the street and I see a pregnant woman and I knock her down and I boot her real good 6 or 7 times in the belly and I kill that baby. You know, I'm going to get charged for murder.
Most states, yes.
How can you charge me for murder for that, but not for the abortion?
Women's right to choose.
To murder? Then murder's not the right word for the crime I would be charged with then.
Probably
right?
Probably not.
You would at least have to change what crime you're accusing the assailant of.
Yeah.
Because you don't get to choose to murder.
Yeah.
You know, just like, actually, I believe, was it Pelosi or Clinton that said it should be safe, legal, and rare, right?
That's probably Clinton.
And now they're talking about doing it after babies are born.
Right.
But anyway, I didn't mean to get us off topic.
That's not that far off topic.
That bald eagle.
A lot further off topic than that.
Yeah. I thought that bald eagle egg.
That's a great analogy. I like that. Yeah.
You saw the video by the bald-headed eagle and the baby?
No, but I'm glad someone else brought this up and actually did something with it, though.
Yeah, somebody brought a video about it. Like, hey, you think killing a bald-headed eagle should be go to prison? Like, yeah. How about a baby in the fetus? Like, oh, no, that's okay.
Yeah, what's the difference?
The bald eagle is more valuable in the life hierarchy than an unborn baby.
That's exactly my point. And any human life is more valuable than any animal life, right?
Well, okay. Exactly.
Even the biggest scumbag on the planet, even Adolf Hitler, deserves to be protected from an animal mauling him to death. Just because his life is still human, therefore more valuable. But maybe that's just my religion coming in there, putting mankind above the animals.
You're talking about the left. The left is like, oh, you can abort all you want. But the trip A shit if you get COVID, you know, like, okay, I thought you want to eliminate population. What the fuck is the difference, you know? You know, they want to get all over people without wearing a mask and stuff. Like, okay.
If they want and you to know what? As terrible as it sounds, would it have been so terrible if we let this run rampant across the planet and pick off the weak?
No, I'm okay with that.
I know it sounds like a terrible thing to say, but
I know.
We keep saying how this planet's okay overpopulated. If we went ahead and let 1% disappear,
that would be great. I mean,
that's a lot more food for everyone else. A lot more resources for everyone else. I mean, we're getting so good.
You know what? The left would want to have this moral standard. Huh?
Go ahead.
Hold on. I'll be back.
All right, so I'm here alone.
No, I was just making popcorn.
But yeah, but if it wasn't for double standards, they wouldn't have any standards. Did you hear this?
Yeah, well, you know, they want to have the cake and eat it too, you know, like they want to have this moral high ground. Like, oh, we can let people kill babies and stuff. Like, oh, no, you have to wear a mask. If now you're going to kill your people, you know, don't you care about your grandparents? Do you care about this? Like, I thought you guys were against fucking overpopulation, basically, you know.
Yeah, and modern medicine's getting so amazing that we're living to 100 years old. That's not even a surprise anymore. Like, you know, you don't expect it. But 100 year, making it to 100 years old is not like a holy shit anymore. You know what I mean?
No, it's not.
And there's just this. Where are we going to put all these people? Oh, we can start reproducing at like, what, 13 years old? And live for 100 years? Come on.
Yeah, but a lot of people are choosing to adopt pets rather than having kids.
Yeah, a lot of people are. And a lot of people don't know what a condom is. Or how to use one properly, or like that government check.
They do like the check.
Yeah. This, who is this? Almost a third billion people in the United States. There's a billion people in China. There's a billion people in India, right?
Yep.
That's insane. I don't think people realize what a billion means.
No, not at all.
A billion is 1 million times 1,000.
1/7 of the population on Earth.
Huh?
1/7 of the population on Earth.
Or China.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
What's the population on Earth? 7 billion?
Actually, I thought it was less than that. I thought we were at like 5. It might be 7.
7.
Wow. Wow. To let you know, when's the last time I checked up on the world population? Huh? But have you noticed how the places that people like to move to, want to live, the United States, the United Kingdom, basically anywhere in Scandinavia. If you notice that these aren't the places that have a billion people, mm-hmm. Who says I want to go live in India? Really?
Who? Not very many Nobody. People say that, yeah.
No. Yeah. Nobody says I want to go move to China. No. That many people? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Well, you don't like a fog with your coffee?
Like what now?
Smog with your coffee?
Man, no kidding.
You have to wave off the whatever is in the air so you can take a sip of whatever you're drinking.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to carry a pocket knife so you can cut a hole in the air so you can drink.
So there's another country that agreed to normalize relations with Israel, thanks to President Trump, that being Sudan.
So President Trump is, in fact, bringing peace to the Middle East.
Yes, he is.
One
country at a time.
Are we even going to acknowledge this? I haven't seen this on the news.
It just popped up.
No, not this. I mean any of this.
Oh, okay.
The UAE.
Mm-hmm.
All that, I mean, all these other countries, like the only news source I got it from, but you know, mainstream media news source was Fox News.
Okay.
CNN didn't cover it. They said it's nothing news. It's a nothing story. And I was like, really?
Seems like a something story to me.
Yeah. I was like, you know, 5,000 year war, you know, ending might be a big deal. Say 5,000. Was it seriously? Realistically, it's been what, like 1,500 years?
Well, Sudan is part of Africa, so I don't know that it's.
I'm just saying the Middle East in general.
Yeah. And President Trump said there's probably going to be other countries that do this in the next few weeks, too, that normalize relations with Israel.
Well, see, this is actually this is a good point that I'm actually making a connection right now that I'm hoping to draw out in real time. These folks have hated each other for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, right?
Yep.
They've been a constant war. I mean, how long ago were the Crusades? They were in, they were 600 years ago. And that was into the Middle East. And actually, that's more into the Ottoman Empire area. But even further back, we can go back with conflict to that area, that Israel and everything. And these folks just hate each other. They just kill each other because they hate each other.
Right.
Well, if they could just stop killing each other and start doing business with each other, everybody could do better. Instead of trying to take what the other guys have, work together and build something everyone can use. And I think people are starting to realize that because they're starting to see technology is coming out to the point where they can see the rest of the world advancing past them.
Right.
You know, kind of like what happened to Japan in World War II.
Okay.
When Japan went, geez, we're 600 years behind in our society. You know what I mean? And look what they've done with their technology since. When they decide to join modern society instead of go by a 700-year-old feudal system, you know? And it'd be nice to see these people now that just call everyone a Nazi who doesn't just jump on board with what the left wants, and instead do business with them, and we could feed everybody. We could educate everybody, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. What is going to happen to the world if the war in the Middle East ends?
I think it'll be the world will grow economically in the process, you know?
I think it'll happen at an exponential rate too, because how much money is the United States, is Australia, is Germany, is Japan putting in into military waiting for a war to happen somewhere else? You know? Uh-huh. And if we all of a sudden say, now we don't have to worry about this, we don't have to pay for preparing for this war, now we can put that money into curing cancer. You know what I mean?
And that's one of President Trump's big gripes about NATO, was the fact that because we've supported their defense since World War II, they have spent buku dollars on social experiments rather than their own defense.
And yeah, that's being used as the argument as to why we should have all this free healthcare and all this other stuff, like all these European nations. It's like, that's because you are paying for their national defense.
Yeah.
You know, a friend of mine, this is most of the time it's the same person when I say this. I just don't want to blow him up.
Okay, that's fine.
Was saying something like, oh, well, if that was the case, then, you know, yada, yada, we could afford this. I was like, no, but if you didn't have to pay half of what you pay into taxes, you could buy your own health insurance and have better health insurance.
Right.
Instead, you're paying to have American soldiers in American military equipment in Germany.
Yeah.
To protect Germany.
But they don't need our protection. They got their own army. They got their own navy.
The last time we've been involved in any kind of conflict that Germany was involved in, we were on the other side.
Yeah. But at the same time, the businesses around the military bases in Germany and the communities realize if we actually pull out, they're screwed.
Well, the American dollar is getting dumped around those bases.
Yeah, exactly.
But the bars, the restaurants, the strip clubs,
everything, whorehouses.
If it's legal there, yes,
it is legal in Germany.
It is. I didn't go to Germany.
I have been there.
I know it was legal in Turkey. No, Scotland.
Okay,
I remember a buddy of mine wanted to buy a whore in Scotland. And, excuse me. No, it couldn't have been Scotland. I'll have to come back to this later. I remember I had to speak Spanish to this lady because she didn't speak English.
Sure, it wasn't Spain.
Yeah, because I was only in Spain once for one day, and I had duty that day.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that was the weird thing. It was we were somewhere else, and we didn't speak that language. She didn't speak English.
But she spoke Spanish.
But both of us spoke Spanish. Yeah. And I'm negotiating with a prostitute in Spanish for a buddy of mine.
Oh, hilarious. You gotta love those Navy stories.
Yeah, oh, man, there were so many stories like that. There was so much fun.
Yeah. So,
he got gonorrhea.
Of course he did. I've had that happen to me. It's not a pleasant experience. That's what they make condoms for.
Yeah. Especially with a prostitute. Come on. So,
George Floyd, officer.
Yeah, officer Chauvin or whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
Just had murder 2 dropped by the judge.
Well, murder 2 pretty hard to you gotta have a lot of evidence to that to convict.
Well, murder 2, you have to prove that you intended to end that person's life.
Okay.
Versus murder 3 could be an accident. You know, like a negligent homicide, vehicular manslaughter is murder 3.
So the prosecutors screwed this case up. If they would have charged with murder 3, they would have had a better chance of taking it all the way to trial.
Well, that's still on the docket.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, the judge did not throw that one out because that one has a lower burden of proof.
Okay.
I'm surprised I didn't hear about rioting when those charges got dropped, though, the murder 2, because people were certain that this was capital murder. Right. You know what I mean? Like, he left his house that day to kill George Floyd.
And what about the – I saw recently this last week.
Video?
The guy in he lives in Wisconsin, but he was in – he had a gun in Illinois.
Rittenhouse.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah. Rittenhouse. That he's not going to be charged in Illinois for – weapons charges anything. Because he did not get the weapon. He didn't cross state lines with it or anything like that.
Well, not just that, but the guy whose bicep he blew off admitted that he fired a shot first.
Okay.
And as soon as he fired his weapon, that justified everything Kyle Rittenhouse did for the rest of that night.
I know they're still fighting extradition to Wisconsin about that whole thing too. So,
yeah, but on what charges would they get him on? Just because he wasn't 18 doesn't mean he's not allowed to possess a firearm. Just means you're not allowed to purchase a firearm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I know a lot of people say that they mean the same thing, but no, they do not. 16-year-olds can hunt in a lot of states.
Yeah.
15-year-olds can hunt
in those states.
Yeah. 15-year-olds can hunt in some Massachusetts. Now, granted, you cannot deer hunt with a rifle in Massachusetts, dude.
Really?
Yeah. You can bow hunt.
Just bow in the arrow.
You can bow hunt, and I think that's actually the only game you can do here for that. But you can go up to New Hampshire. Most people go up to New Hampshire to go buck hunting and doe hunting.
That's crazy.
But yeah, I mean, I got buddies that live right here that take their 16-year-old kid up to New Hampshire to go deer hunting. And they're bringing rifles across state lines. You know what I mean?
It depends on the state law.
Exactly. That's exactly the issue. And everyone wants to make this thing federal.
Yeah. No, it's not. Every state is different.
Yeah, and if you have a permit. Obviously, he didn't have a permit, but he didn't bring a weapon across state lines either.
No.
He picked it up when he was already – he crossed state line and then got his hands on the rifle.
Do they got open carry in Wisconsin?
A rifle?
Yeah, open carry. So he...
I think nationwide you can carry a rifle, can't you?
I have no idea.
I think you can because
can you open carry in Massachusetts a rifle?
With a rifle, yes, and a shotgun.
Okay.
You cannot open carry a sidearm though.
Okay.
Well, you can, but you need a ridiculous license for that, and it's stupid to get that license. Just go ahead and get the concealed carry at that point. It's the same.
How's that going for you? You got yours?
Haven't even bothered trying to get concealed carry.
Okay.
I'm still thinking about getting my FID, but I can buy a shotgun in this state without a license. Uh-huh. I just can't buy ammunition for it in this state.
Dude, are you seeing the price of ammo right now?
So you have to leave the state to buy ammo and come back with it?
No, what I'll do is I'll go talk to my buddy and I'll have him dig a hole a foot deep for me and I'll pay him $150 to dig that hole. And then the next day he's going to be really cool and give me a box of ammo.
Oh, okay. Cool.
But yeah, ammo right now is fucking crazy expensive, dude.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I'm surprised. It sucks, dude. I have to spend like $104 for like four boxes of ammo, different calibers and stuff. But
last time I bought ammo, I bought 500 rounds of 380.
How much?
I don't remember, honestly. And probably they were for her. They were there for her. Her snub-nosed pistol.
Mm-hmm.
And they're round tips. I mean, they're really good range rounds.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, you're in a situation and you need to fire a weapon, that round tip's going to be better than a knife. But, dude, I only ever bought hollow points for any of my firearms.
Dude, right now, it seems like every bullet is like a dollar for it. Almost to the price. Every fucking bullet is a dollar for it.
Have you considered looking into what it costs to start producing ammunition?
Oh, no. That's the other thing, too. You cannot even find primers and stuff no more. Everything is still scarce. Everything.
Well, then there you go. There's even better. Have you considered looking into what it takes to make that stuff to sell to the stores?
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's situations like this when stuff like this happens that people like you and me get wealthy. It's because we see a situation to go get in now, you know?
Yeah, but right now, I think the manufacturers are waiting to see what happens after the election, because if Trump get elected, they're gonna
start making them. Yep.
They're just gonna go normal day, whatever. But if Joe Biden gets elected, then it's gonna be a mass production on everything.
For as long as they can before Biden tries to outlaw every firearm in the country. So that's on his webpage too.
That's what they're waiting for right now, to see who's get elected manufactured. That's what they're waiting for. If Trump get elected, okay, they're just gonna continue doing the same amount because nothing's gonna change. But if Joe Biden get elected, they're going to be mass producing this thing like it's going out of style.
I don't know, man. I got a feeling that if Biden genuinely tried to outlaw firearms, like he's on video saying, that the Supreme Court would stop that.
But you have to bring a case up to them.
Huh?
You have to bring a case up to it, up to them.
They get to pick what they see.
Yeah.
So he goes and tries to say, all right, we're just going to abolish the Second Amendment. The Supreme Court be like, no, you're not.
Yeah, I know. But you can just say it out loud like that. They have to bring a case to see if it's legal according to the Constitution or not.
Yeah, I'm sure they could expedite something to the top head of the line if it's
something that happened along the line, yeah. Something it's not gonna be like the next day. It's got to have something had to happen in order for them to bring it up to the Supreme Court. But anyways, what were we talking about? Anyways,
I don't know, but I really do think I need to buy a shotgun because it's funny I actually mentioned this to some family today how it could get violent even on the South Shore of Massachusetts in November.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know how it is here. Everybody votes Democrat no matter what. He's like, you know that. And I was like, yeah, no, I know most people do.
Yeah, not everybody.
Like, I was like, but not everybody. I was like, I'm genuinely nervous, and I intentionally did not put up my Gadsden flag, my Don't Tread on Me flag.
Yeah, of course not.
Because someone might come and light my house on fire for having that flag up, because apparently that means I'm a Nazi and not I want my rights, because that's what that tells me. Don't step on me or I'll bite you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm flying my POW flag.
There you go. Living in the South for a while now. You want to go up north, be with the Yankees.
Don't call me a Yankee, dude. Fucking Boston. Red Sox, dude.
He's
Red
a Yankee, Sox. Too. He was from Connecticut.
No. I don't think you understand the Red Sox. Boston Red Sox. Yankee rival.
So, the campaigns are both in the final stretch now. What do you think? How do you compare the two campaigns? Who do you think is being more effective at reaching more people now and swaying the voters?
What do you mean, campaign? Are you talking about
between Biden's campaigning styles and Trump's campaigning styles? They're two totally opposite styles of campaigning. Obama came out and...
That's what I was going to say. Are you talking about the Trump campaign or the Obama campaign?
Because Obama came to Philadelphia and there was hardly anybody in the audience for the campaign. And Obama, 8 years ago, was like the hugest draw of all, you know? Everybody wanted to see President Obama.
Well, he is a... Dude's got a silver tongue.
Nobody showed up to the campaign event he did in Philadelphia.
Nobody's excited for Biden, dude. Nobody is. They a lot of people are pretending they're excited. Where does Biden stand on anything?
I know he's anti-fracking, or maybe not.
Really? Because yesterday
oil refinery, oil industry, maybe not. You know,
I mean, how he can be against all of this, but he's flying around all over the country just to talk to six people, you know?
He's a politician.
And he just, like, even though he got those car things, dude, everybody's running the car with the AC on or the heater on. You know, he produces more pollution.
I love it when you see his rally with six people there and they're all reporters, and you go to a Trump rally and there's thousands of people there.
So it'd be interesting, dude.
And the polls are tightening now. Big surprise.
Yeah.
And I was reading an article tonight that said, and it might have been from Frank Luntzberg or whatever, the big GOP poller.
Yeah.
And they said, what would happen if Trump wins again this year, like he did in 2016? He said, that's the end of the industry. Nobody will ever, ever, ever believe the polls ever again.
Well, the problem is, I think when it comes to these polls, Jesus Christ, is we're calling anybody who doesn't just jump on board a Nazi. Chris Pratt.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Was just called terrible names because he didn't go out there and do a Biden campaign event for free. And he didn't want to be involved in his campaign and didn't go out there with the rest of the Avengers and do a Biden campaign. And they were calling him terrible, terrible, terrible names.
I mean, okay, let me ask you this.
Well, maybe that's why no one's saying they're going to vote for Trump on the polls, is because you're going to call him a fucking Nazi and try to end their career.
No, but let me ask you this. If he didn't want to go to a Trump rally either, will you be okay with that?
I don't care which way. I don't care if he wanted to go and do cartwheels for Joe Biden.
No, that's, but I'm saying, like,
you know what I mean?
All these stars, movie, I don't care what you think, you know. Don't push it. don't say anything about it. Like, what's the name of this guy? Matthew McConaughey. Okay.
The one that just did Joe Rogan?
Huh?
Oh, he just did Joe Rogan, like, last night or the night before.
Oh, okay, yeah. Anyways, they're asking who he's going to vote for. Like, I'm not going to tell you that.
He's like, that's not your business.
Yeah, you know, that's the way it should be. You know, like,
and he said, whatever it is, whoever wins, we should all just accept it.
Yeah.
And it's like, holy crap. It's like, I haven't agreed with anything Matthew McConaughey said since he was on Dazed and Confused. You know, like, all right.
Yeah, and that's the way all movie stars should be. You know, like, my politics, my thing. You should not worry about it. Exactly. You know?
Uh-huh. Well, no, I mean, they can speak just like you and me. I mean, the three of us are sitting here
But they think their opinion is more important than ours. And we should actually listen to them.
That's true. We're not telling people that they're wrong or stupid or terrible people for not agreeing with us. We're just saying that we don't agree with them, and this is why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're right. Versus I mean, about that, Milano, who's going to call you a bigot because you didn't agree with her view on how to deal with Corona, you know?
And I think the one celebrity goes way good about it is Joe Rogan. He's playing his position. He got all the time he wants to explain his position, why he believed this and that. You know, I may not agree with it, you know, but whatever, you know, at least he can tell you why he doesn't agree with one thing, you know,
yeah.
Instead of telling you should vote this way.
I don't listen to a whole lot of Joe Rogan. Don't get me wrong, I'm subscribed to the guy because I always check who he interviewed. You know what I mean? Always check.
I do too. Yeah.
But I don't listen to
everything. My problem with his show is it's too long. Oh. Every show is like 3 hours long and he does 3-4 shows a week. You know, I just don't have that kind of time to listen.
That's because you're listening to Rush.
Maybe.
Now hold on. Now let me
make the real terrible inappropriate joke
here. Go for it.
Yeah, maybe next year you're going to have a couple hours freed up every week to listen to
Joe Rogan. That is messed up. That's really messed up. I'll save money in the process too.
Joe Rogan's free.
You don't listen to the radio?
No, he's not. You're going to have to subscribe to him on Spotify.
On Spotify, yeah, he's still radio every day. YouTube right now, but yeah.
What?
Rush, I listen to him on the radio every day.
I know, but he's got stage 4 throat cancer.
He just came out and said it's getting worse.
Yeah, I know. I listened
to him. They didn't think he'd last this long in the beginning.
From noon to 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't do it for free. I pay a little bit of money. I can listen to it when I want. I get no commercials.
Thank you, Brian.
My 3 hours of Rush only takes about an hour and a half.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
All the commercials are cut out.
Wow.
I'm sorry, not a big baller like you,
Brian. I listen to a lot of Tim Pool and Styx Hexenhammer on YouTube. Get free. I do listen to Joe Rogan every now and then, depending on who he interviews.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
And
I'll miss him when he goes to Spotify, you know.
Yeah.
I probably will not pay for his subscription to Spotify.
So. I will not. I do not listen to him enough to pay for a subscription.
Yeah.
Ben Shapiro I listen to every now and then, and he pisses me off because when I disagree with him, his argument is always so sound that I cannot do anything besides go, yeah, he's right. And it drives me nuts. Like, but I don't like the answer. But at least I can say, I may not like the answer, but I'm wrong, you know?
Right, uh-huh.
By the way, you know, Ben Shapiro is the number one Facebook poster, number one Facebook interactor. Yeah, he gets more interactions every day, every month than anyone else on Facebook.
Until he gets blocked from Facebook for being too political.
Well, that's the thing is, it's not against Facebook rules to be political. And he's very careful to stay within their set of rules so they can't just kick him off.
Okay.
He just moved to Tennessee too, didn't he?
Yeah, he moved. He left California. He's another one of the California people.
He did move. I know he was getting ready to.
He's on the. He hasn't done it yet. It's going to be very soon. He's already announced his intentions.
Joe Rogan left California too.
I mean, Joe Rogan left L.A. to go to Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, people are just leaving there left and right. California.
Elon Musk is rolling out too, right?
Yeah, he's going to Texas too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and then, who's the governor out there?
Newsom. Newsom.
Saying that these people are just being wicked selfish and they're taking all their money and leaving. It's like,
it's their money.
They can do what they want with it. Yeah, you
destroyed
their city and now you're saying you want to take their money to fix it. Of course they're leaving.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be like me burning my house down, then going and kicking my neighbor's door and saying, pay to fix my house, you know?
Yeah, we should, like, as soon as all of this shit is over, a lot of Republicans should move to California to the red again and set the law so it cannot be, you know, changed.
No, it's going to turn red on its own very soon.
You think so?
Yeah, it's going to bottom out. Well, you know, for a while there, they kept saying that it's the seventh largest economy on the planet.
Yeah.
Have you noticed they stopped saying that?
Yeah, there's no economy there.
Yeah, well, it's not the seventh largest economy anymore.
They're one of the states that's still shut down for coronavirus. You can barely do anything there.
Well, next time someone does say it was the seventh largest economy in the world, make sure you turn around and say, and when Reagan was governor, it was the fifth largest economy.
President Trump coined a new phrase during the debate.
The AOC plus three?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It is.
I swear I've heard that before.
Maybe. Well, I'd never heard
it could have been some random guy on Facebook a year ago. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
And he was basically saying that, you know, all of Joe's plans for the climate and the Green New Deal and the New Deal, Biden New Green Deal, whatever you want to call it, all come from AOC and her three pals. And what do they actually know about business or anything to come up with the plan for the new Green New Deal?
Well, obviously, I mean, I can't believe we even have to bring this up. We should all be embarrassed, especially you, Brian. But obviously, the person who spent most of their life getting by on tips knows more about the economy than the billionaire.
Exactly.
What the fuck is going on here?
You know, the one thing amazed me about her, like, she got a degree from where?
Harvard, Yale. It's an Ivy League degree, isn't it?
You got an economy degree.
Yeah.
Who? No, yeah.
AOC.
Yeah, it's not honorary. She has an actual degree in economics.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how the hell she ended up bartending? What does that tell you about her?
No, that's what scares me, actually. And what does that say about BC? Like, BC's a big deal
Boston
school,
College,
right?
That's what it was. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It was BC, right? Not BU?
Yeah, Boston College, yeah.
Yeah, BC's a big deal school, right?
Yeah.
The Eagles?
I don't know about that.
Well, that's their mascot. Their...
Oh, okay.
But how does someone who went through a big deal school, everyone in this country who is considered college, is familiar with Boston College, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does someone who graduated there with an economics degree come out saying, I support socialism?
That should tell you a little bit about the economics program at BC.
At BC, that's exactly my point. It's like, what do you do with the school?
But even though, like, you get the degree and stuff, you end up being bartender. Like, they just left me. Okay, cool. Whatever, fuck you guys. I can hear you.
She ended up being a bartender because she clearly didn't learn anything in the school because she thought socialism was a good idea.
So how the hell she pass all the fucking tests and all the grades and stuff? Like, I guess
she's cute.
I guess that's all you have to do. Be cute, be CU, and you make it.
My God. Yeah, I just, but yeah, what does that say about the, that's exactly what you're saying though, is like, how did she graduate? That's what Brian and I was saying. I was like, what does that say about the program at this school? That she comes out, graduates with a bachelor's in economics and is pushing socialism.
It's not about your merit. It's about how you blow your teacher.
I just don't understand how people think socialism will work.
It doesn't work in the countries it's in now.
I get a lot of people think that social welfare is socialism. A lot of people seem to think that. Like, for some reason, they think welfare programs are socialism. But it's not.
Right.
But I just don't get where people think that goods are going to come from.
I mean, Venezuela used to be a great country, and then they went socialist, and look at it now.
They were, fifth largest economy at one point.
Yeah.
The world's largest oil reserve.
Yeah, and now they got their citizens fleeing to Colombia to get food so they can eat on a daily basis.
That's because they've already eaten all the animals in the zoo. Yeah, I know we crack jokes, but they killed and ate a rhinoceros.
I know. I saw the pictures and videos.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Could you imagine being so hungry that you're going to kill and eat an animal that there's only like 12 of on the planet?
No. No.
But you would do it though if it came down to it.
Oh yeah,
you?
Definitely. Yeah.
Sorry, Mr. Rhinoceros. Sucks to be you today.
I sent pictures of killing cows in the fields and stuff.
One more thing I wanted to bring up here that came up in my mind. You hear about this professor in France?
No.
Remember Charlie Hebdo?
Yep.
That was a decapitation, right?
Yes.
Yeah. This professor was just beheaded. I'm sure you could guess the affiliation that the perpetrator had.
Okay.
But this professor was involved in some kind of free speech event, and signed off on someone drawing a picture of the Prophet Muhammad.
Oh boy!
And was beheaded for it. I'm trying to figure out why so many people in the United States right now are making a big deal about this and talking about free speech,
right,
while they're literally signing off on the censorship of news outlets in this country.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I'm getting really pissed off in general because I'm saying that a lot lately about society. I don't understand. I don't get it. But I just don't understand how you can possibly... I don't know how you could flip a coin over 1,000 times and every single time say the coin's going to land on its side and not be heads or tails. Right. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that whole story, but I know that there was something involved with someone drew the Prophet Muhammad. Guy got his head cut off for it. There was a fatwa issued. There's a whole bunch of people involved and a whole bunch of people in the United States now making a big deal about freedom of speech while they've been excited about censoring people here, like Alyssa Milano, for example.
Oh, she's horrible.
And she's one of these people going pro-free speech over this. But she's also one of the people saying that it should be illegal for people to say they support Trump and why.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I got two more topics on my list.
Woo! All right, we can give it a go. Let's go.
All right. Well, as you know, back from your time living in Virginia way back when, Jeffrey, that Virginia has a part-time legislature.
It was 2 years ago.
Okay, well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
They only come to Richmond for a set period of time, and then they leave. Well, this year, because of the coronavirus, the governor, Northam, decided to bring them back, and they've been in session for about 6 months now, on top of their normal part-time duty, so basically they're full-time, to deal with budget issues regarding the coronavirus and how they should adjust the budget for the shortfalls that they're expecting to come in from the lack of people making money and paying taxes and all that. Well, that is not what the Congress decided to do. They didn't take up any budget issues, and they decided to deal with police reform instead. What? So now we have new laws that are about to go into effect. The governor has backed it off a little bit. Basically, the law said that the police can't pull somebody over if their headlights are out or their brake lights are out or they smell weed in the car or numerous things.
So if you're a moving hazard because I can't properly see you, or if you're obviously intoxicated on hallucinogens, that's cool.
Yeah.
Why is that acceptable?
The governor said, no, we're taking the headlights and the brake lights part of the law out.
Okay, so at least we're going to make sure that we can see people driving.
Two headlights.
Oh, you got to have two headlights now?
No. Let's say two headlights have to be out. Apparently, you can only...
You can have one headlight out?
I guess so. Over? I don't know. He took like, oh, no, I don't think the two headlights can go, you know, past it. So he bounced it back. So I don't know what they're going to do. Probably one headlight.
I mean, but my big thing is that he brought them to Richmond to do one thing. And they just did whatever the fuck they felt like.
Oh, you forgot to tell them that everybody is staying home while they're doing a Zoom call.
Yeah, they're all doing it. The whole Congress is being done by Zoom. They're getting paid
per diem.
Zoom calls. They're getting paid per diem to stay at home.
Why do they want you to be able to not just get stoned and drive, but smoke while driving?
Oh, it's all part of the decriminalization process of marijuana in the state of Virginia.
Not only is it alcohol decriminalized, but I can go buy it in Virginia legally, right?
All right.
Yeah. I'll get arrested if I have an open container in my vehicle when I'm driving, right?
As long as your headlights work, you won't get stopped.
Won't get stopped, but I'll... Okay. I'm driving down Mercury Boulevard at 2:30 in the afternoon. Drive by a police officer, take a big old swig out of my 40. I'm going to prison, aren't I?
Probably. If you were smoking out of your pipe, you'd be okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring that up, you know, the silly fact that we have a part-time legislature that's become more full-time, and it doesn't matter what the governor says. You know, they just do whatever they want when they get here.
Well, did the governor, Northam should just veto everything that they write then and say, that's not what the hell you're here for.
Well, the problem is he's a Democrat too, and both sides of the House in Virginia are Democrat now too, so it's all the same party.
Just because you're the same party doesn't mean you have to agree on stuff. We asked you to save us money, and now you just went and said, we're going to bring in less money now because we can't pull people over.
Well, now the governor's office is saying that they didn't need the Congress to come back in session to do the changes to the budget. They're just going to do it on their own. Okay. So basically, the state of Virginia wasted a lot of taxpayer dollars bringing them back for a special session when we didn't need to.
Leave it to a commonwealth, right?
Oh, yeah. You got to love the commonwealth.
Just like Massachusetts.
Yep.
And they blow all of this money to get together and say, all right, let's spend less money. And it's like, you know, if you just didn't come here, it wouldn't have cost as much money, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Fuck it. We're in the Wild West now.
Dude, I keep seriously thinking about running for some kind of office around here.
You should.
I don't know. I'm pretty excited, actually, about who I think is going to win my congressional seat. For state, it's this. I think she's like 35, but she looks like she's like 22. She looks real young, and she's very Republican. And her family fled communist Soviet Union in the 80s and got asylum here in the United States. And I don't know, she's super pro America and all this stuff. And I'm excited. I'm excited for her to. Be my new representative versus this Cutler guy because he's a bag of shit. He deserves to fucking get hit by a truck. Not that I want him to. He's just a bad guy. He's done bad things. And he first thing he did when she ran against him was bring up her ethnicity.
Hmm.
Yeah.
The Democrat? Of course.
He's a Democrat. The new girl there, Tatiana Cimarron. Yeah. How frozen tundra does that sound? I don't know, I'm excited. She's a very leave us alone, stop spending my money.
That's good.
Very libertarian.
Let me get out of here. I gotta go.
All right,
guys. Nice talking to you. Later.
Thanks for swinging by.
All right, my last topic is a holdover from last episode that I didn't cover. It was on my list and I forgot about it. And that is the NBA social justice program.
I don't care about that.
I know. Nobody does.
Yeah, to the point that they're getting rid of it.
Yeah, exactly. Because their ratings are so down that they realize it's not worth it.
Go figure. It never had anything to do with morals or values. It all came down to money.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Uh-huh.
And, well, yeah, it's not even worth an and. Everyone knows that you watch sports to get away from everything else.
Yep.
I don't want to watch my football game and watch a bunch of guys disrespect my flag. Right. And now you can say, he has every right to. Yes,
he does.
And you know what? I have every right to call him every ethnic slur there is. But I don't because it's an asshole thing to do. Sorry, that's just one of my favorite things to say. I'm like, he has a right to do it. Yeah. I have a right to call you a kike, you know?
Uh-huh.
I don't know why I felt comfortable using a anti-Semitic slur and not a anti-black slur. I don't know why I was cool with the Jewish one. And actually, I'm going to think about that for a couple of days now that I felt comfortable to say that word. Because, well, that's really an appropriate term.
Yeah. That's all my topics. You got anything else to add?
No, just a general observation that I got a feeling the average person out there that's vocal, because a lot of people don't get involved. And I think most of the people that don't get involved are more likely to vote Trump and don't want to say it out loud because they don't want their house to get burned down.
Yeah.
But it seems to me that the average person who's very outspoken about how terrible Trump is hasn't even done a single Google search to find out what Joe Biden's platform is.
Right.
Let alone why it's weighing why it's better than Trump's platform.
Mm-hmm. And another interesting thing I noticed on Facebook is the Biden supporters don't post anything pro-Biden. It's anti-Trump.
Exactly. I brought that up. Nobody's voting for Biden. They're voting against Trump.
Right.
But there's been studies done, actually, by a couple of big deal groups. And I can't think of the names of any of them, but I think... I don't remember. I wanted to say Pew, but I don't know. Your average right-leaning person who votes Republican, gets something like 60% of their news from right-leaning sources, 30% from left-leaning sources, and 10% from neutral, quote, neutral sources like live video.
Okay.
To have an idea of what's actually going on out there.
Right.
Your average left Democrat voting person gets 0% of their news from right-leaning sources. The Democrats literally don't understand what the Republicans are thinking.
No.
They don't understand what they're talking about. They don't get their... the way they see the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You can explain the entire argument of your average Democrat voter on almost everything, I bet. I bet you could... bullshit your way through an argument as a Democrat and have it close enough to your average Democrat that you would pass.
Right.
But your average Democrat could not do that the other way because they have no idea what the average Republican thinks.
Right.
They literally just see bigot and that's the end of the story.
Yeah.
Versus, he has more information than I do and understands something else. Mm-hmm. Because, well, I don't know, every time when someone brings up a point that you go, that's too ridiculous to believe, you make sure to look that up.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
Like, if this is real, I need to find out. It's like, holy shit. Right. Like this whole Hunter Biden thing.
Uh-huh.
this is absolutely asinine. And now that people are starting to have it actually put in front of them, which, by the way, they hadn't heard about it because it was censored. But then Trump brought it up at the debate and all of a sudden people went and looked it up and went, what the fuck? $80,000 a month?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not calling the guy an idiot, but he's not smart enough to make $80,000 a month.
Right.
Very few people in the world are. And he got kicked out of service for being a drug addict, right?
Right, yeah.
And now he's, all of a sudden, he's getting paid $80,000 a month to work in a country where he doesn't speak any of the languages of the country.
Yeah.
Something shady's going on.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is just look at that. Just look at the situation. You don't even have to know what happened. Just the situation, like, that something ain't right here.
Right.
But for somehow we're managing to let this be censored and the average person just pretend like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And it's mind-boggling. It's one thing to say, I don't like Trump. It's another thing to pretend like you like Biden. If you hate Trump that much, why does everyone get together and say, let's all vote libertarian this time? Mm-hmm. Let's put Joe Jorgensen in. At least we know her platform. We know what libertarians think.
There is no platform.
Libertarians?
Yeah.
Small government. The big deal libertarians is I'm willing to put in some money federally for some national defense a little bit. Other than that, don't spend my fucking money. The rest of my money that's spent by government should be my own local government that I got to vote in personally to fill in a pothole.
Okay.
That's the way it is. It's the closest thing you can get to anarchy, but still have government.
Okay.
We need to have police. We need firefighters.
Well, not according to the Democrats. We're defunding everything.
Yeah. If the police just disappear, I'm just going to take everything I want from everyone. I don't think a lot of people up here realize this. Because they're talking like, oh, it's so racist in the police. And yeah. I was like, you do realize that if you just get rid of the police, that I'm going to come to your house with a shotgun. And I'm going to take everything I want. To include your cars, your jewelry, your family heirlooms.
Right.
And I'm just going to leave with it because you don't own a gun. because people here don't own guns.
Right.
And you're going to, yeah, you're not going to have anything to defend yourself. Then you're going to get rid of the police. Okay. I'm going to be filthy, stinking rich. Well, I don't know. I guess that's it, man. We went about 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, almost.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, let's do this. Let's do this again next week. This is a good time.
All right, cool. Definitely.
This was fun.
Always.
We need to get Sean back one of these days.
I tried. Because it was a Friday night, he might join in. And he said, is it going to be all about politics? I'm like, dude, it's 11 days before the elections. What do you think?
Oh, has he made board yet?
No. The board is being delayed this year. Oh, no, he did not make board this year. The board results aren't going to come out until like December. So he's probably just going to retire at 20.
Oh, really?
22. So you do 22 now, isn't he 6?
Why?
They extended it. So he get like an extra 5% on his base pay by staying the extra 2 years.
Huh. Weird. Oh. All right, well, I guess that's it, man.
That's it.
Talk to you, I guess, in a week, and we'll be making predictions next
there
time.
We go. Until the cows come home.
I'm at... All right.